But we're not so far off. In Kalkhasidim, like Kalkhasidim around the world, we have a few things in common. In our Kalkhasidim, they like herring very much, as all Dutch people do, and they also like to start Shabbos morning a little bit later than they used to start in Holland once upon a time. Really, it's Al Shem HaOsid. Al Shem HaOsid, we say, is Al Shem HaOsid. Kalkhasidim is Al Shem HaOsid. That Bez Hashem one day will all be Chasidim, a Chasidim Brini Ogilu, will all daven like Chasidim, and that's the idea. Today's topic is a little bit of pilpul with a Negias Lahalocha. Different sugyas Lahalocha come into this. We'll only touch on the basic ideas here, Bez Hashem. There's lots of different sugyas that come off one sugya. We've got a topic about paskening the goyim from a picture. Now we'll get to the picture later. Let's start at the beginning. Versteht sich, that the Torah doesn't speak about paskening the goyim from photos, but the Torah does speak about how we pasken the goyim, how we pasken tzoras. The pasuk tells us that when the goyim comes and paskens the tzoras, when poroyach tifrach tzoras bo'eriv chisah tzoras is kol oyah negem roish v'draglov, the chol mare ein ha'koyim. The Kohen has to look at the Tzoras and he has to see it, the whole Mare Einei Kohen. He has to look and see with his whole eyesight, with his whole gaze. So we learn from there different halachas, the Chol Mare Einei Kohen, it has to be on a part of his body that he can see. The Tzoras has to be a part of the Metzora's body that can be seen all in one go. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says very interesting. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Makish Negoim Lerivin. We compare Hilchas Negoim to Hilchas Rivin. Hilchas Rivin is the halachas of Dinim, the halachas of Bati Dinim and the Sanhedrin, and people Kiyeriv, Bein Anoshim, because it says, Bein Riv, Bein Negel, Negel, Bein Riv, Lariv. There's a hekesh, there's a comparison between how we paskan Rivim, general Dinei Torah, and how we paskan the Goyim. So the Gemara says, one of the comparisons is, Ma Rivim, Posel Besumin, just like you can't paskan Rivim Besumin, people who don't have eyesight, people who are Achmon and blind, Af Negoim Besumin. Paskening Maros Negoim, paskening Tzoras has to be done with people who aren't blind. Now the obvious question is, how can a person begin to pasken a Negat Tzoras if he doesn't have eyesight, if he's blind? It doesn't make any sense. The whole idea of pasken a Negat Tzoras is to see it and to decide whether it is Tzoras or it's not, whether it's got the right shade of white, it's not got the right shade of white, whether it's possibly Sivse, whether it spreads, whether it goes less. You can't begin to do that to a person who doesn't have eyesight. That's question number one. And question number two is actually, in fact, there's a Mishnah in Negoim, and the Mishnah in Negoim seems to say something very different, or not so different, but the Mishnah in Negoim seems to say something that's a lesser chiddush. The Mishnah in Negoim says, Koyon has summer ba'achas me'enov, a Koyon who doesn't have any eyesight, who's blind, ba'achas me'enov, in one of his eyes, oyshe kol mo'ir'enov, or his eyesight has dimmed, he's losing his eyesight, lo yiras negoim, he calls him negoim. Shenem, as it says, our posuk that we just read, l'chol mari eina koyon. It has to be the total, complete eyesight of the koyon. If it's not his total, complete eyesight, then he can't pass him a nega. So here the Mishnah says something that's a lesser chiddush. The Mishnah just tells us that if he's blind in one of his eyes, or it's slightly dimmed his eyesight, then he can't pass him a nega, which makes more sense. Which would mean to say, well, so, oh, that's, we're getting to the glasses, very good. Which would indicate that if he can see, albeit not so well, he shouldn't pasken the goyim. The pashtus, the most simple understanding of that is because he might not see well, he might make a mistake, he might be toyer, he might think, especially if his eyesight is dimmed, he might think that it is the right shade of white, and in fact it isn't the right shade of white. So it makes sense, the whole mind of Koine has to have total 20-20 eyesight, let's call it for now. But here, the Mishnah is saying, it's just summa ba'achas me'enov. That the exception, the miut of the pasuk, is a person who's blind in one eye. Why does the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which of course is a later member of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, tells us that he can't be summoned, he can't be totally blind. Here the Mishnah says he can only, as long as he's got one eyesight, but even more in that sense of a chiddush than saying he's totally blind. He has to even have one eye that he can see through. So the Torah Tumima on the Allah pasuk, the Torah Tumima here, Alfanot, says, Drosha Achasi, he says it's two different Mamori Chazal, but in fact it's one big Drosha. There's no extra Yalfusa. Summin doesn't mean, when Morin Sanhedrin Lamadalad says Pratla Summin, he can't be blind, it doesn't mean specifically someone who's totally blind. It means someone who has some kind of deficiency in his eyesight. That's all it means. So Totemima has a very simple, posh explanation to explain the two memoras. The Mishnah and the Gemara are saying exactly the same thing. The Mishnah just speaks out more clearly that Afilu Summa Ba'achas Me'enov, he's slightly blind, is already the Chesaron and he can't pass the Negon.
Why do you need the Hekesh from Rivin for that?
Might need a hekesh from Ribbon, 100%, indeed. It's a shvera pshat, l'chayr of the Torah Tamima. Why would you need a hekesh from Ribbon? What do you need from Ribbon for? If it comes to just Ribbon, then you would say that, if it comes to just the Mishnah in Negoim, sorry, then you would say the Mishnah in Negoim, like we said, is indicative of simply a problem with his psak. His psak, he might be toya, which we'll see that Tzperesi Saul goes to at length to say. But I found the Me'iri, find it, but Baruch Hashem, the Me'iri was there. And the Me'iri says something very interesting. The Me'iri says, he doesn't actually, he's not nochis into our problem. He doesn't specifically go to discuss our problem. But here on this Gemara of Sumin, the Me'iri puts in a very interesting chiddush. The Me'iri says, a blind coin can't seem to go in Mafilo Ba'asmeinov. Remember, this Me'iri is in the Gemara Sanhedrin, where the Gemara seems to say Sumin B'shteinov, that he has to be only if he's totally blind. Me'iri says something very interesting. Even if there was a Chochom Yisrael, a non-Koyan Chochom, who's learned the whole of Hilchas Negoim, a Reb Chaim Kanievsky kind of person, today, unfortunately, so many people who know Hilchas Negoim backwards, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and like-minded Talmidei Chachomim, and he turns around and he says to the Koyan, the Koyan's blind, and he says, I had a good look at the Nega, and this Nega is Tommy. Emor Tommy, says, say Tommy, says the Koyan. So the Koyan says Tommy. Say Toy, the Koyan says Toy, because it has to be Alpia Koyan, it has to be Alpia Koyan. And the Me'iri says more than that. The Gemara Mefurish tells us there's a halacha that if a Chochom does the same thing to a Koyan Kotan, there's a Koyan who's under Bar Mitzvah. He looks at the Nega, he's a Koyan, he can eat Truma, a Koyan under Bar Mitzvah, he's got all the dinim of a Koyan, albeit he can't yet serve in the Beis HaMikdash. He looks at the Nega, and the Chochom comes along, and the Chochom looks as well, and the Chochom says, listen, it's very simple, this is a Tomei Nega, this is a Toy Nega. The halacha is that if the Kohen Cotton paskins the Nega, no problem, absolutely no problem. In other words, so long as the words Tomei Toyer come from the mouth of a Kohen, Gezeris HaKosofi, it has to be, it comes from the mouth of a Kohen, as long as that happens, it's fine. Says the Me'iri, what would be then in the case that the Kohen is blind? And a Chochom Yisrael comes along and he says, Emory Tomei, Emory Toyer, say it's Tomei, say it's Toyer, what would be the din? Says the Me'iri, no good. Because the Koyan is a summer, he's blind. A blind Koyan is possible from seeing the Goyim. So the Me'iri has a Gevaltike Chiddush, and with that Chiddush you can see there's a tremendous difference. The Gemara Sanhedrin is Moisif a Prat that the Mishnah never told us. If you had just had the Mishnah on its own, we may have understood that it's got to do with a Chisoron in his eyesight, which might lead him to Paskin the Nega wrong. That's what you would have assumed. But when the Gemara Sanhedrin comes along and says it's got a Hekesh to Rivin, there's something more than just Paskining the Nega wrong. Of course a person who's totally blind can't Paskin the Nega from his own eyesight. But the Hekesh to Rivin goes further than that. The Hekesh to Rivin says that this Koyan is possible as a Koyan. It's not a Pasul in his stakulus on the Nega. The Torah is Megala Gzeris HaKosov, that he has to be able to see. And if he can't, of course it makes sense that Gzeris HaKosov, because there's a connection between seeing and paskening a Nega. But the Me'iri says that even if the Kohen can't see, and a Chochom Yisrael, who normally should be good enough, comes along and says, Emoi Tomei, Emoi Torah, no good. So with that, the Me'iri, it's a bit more understood why the Gemara, what the Gemara is being moisif, when the Gemara says that a summer, a total summer, can't pasken the Goyim. So far, that's on the Me'iri. We'll get back to it. Tiferes Yisrael has a very interesting arichasa here in the Mishnah. Famous Kasha. Tiferes Yisrael says, what about Koyan? The Mishnah told us, Kol Mo'ir Einov, his eyesight has become dim. What about a Koyan who has glasses? So that's what Tiferes Yisrael starts off. And he says, this Shaila is a Shaila that's Negea, like we said, so many different areas of Halacha. It's got a Negeas to Kriyas HaTorah. Person, can he lay in Kriyas HaTorah from his glasses? Is it something that he's not actually seeing the Klaf? It's got a shaychas to Kiddush Levona, as we know. We go outside, we don't lechachila make Kiddush Levona through a glass, even a plain glass, although we'll get to there. Perhaps it's not so simple, perhaps it is okay to make Kiddush Levona through a plain glass. And other areas of halacha. Anything, any mitzvah that's toil on ra'iyah, any brocha that we make when we see something, birkasai, something that's toli on seeing, maybe a person who wears glasses can't make such a brocha because he's not really seeing. So Tiferes Yisrael goes backwards and forwards. First, he brings a raya from a Gemara Brochas. The Gemara Brochas tells us, Erva ba'ashoshes, if there's erva stova through a glass, a person can't make any brocha. He can't say dovash and kedusha. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, Kira b'chayr b'stova. If you see something, and if there's glass obscuring it, just because there's some kind of mechitza, there's some kind of obstruction between myself and the erva. Nonetheless, you can see the erva, which is totally mistava, totally makes sense. Erva, shoshes, you can't make a brocha. Tversal says, okay, maybe you say that l'chumra, not l'kula. Maybe erva, shoshes, you can't make brochas, we always go l'chumra. And here we're trying to say that you could use that raya of the Gemara to say that seeing through glasses is called seeing. But maybe l'kula we don't say it. Maybe we don't allow the koyan to see through glasses because that's not called ria. In other words, take the chevel at both, take the rope at both ends, be machme on both ways. He says, no, it's not mistaba. How does he know it's not mistaba? Because the maisa we see so many things that are toila b'ria. The velt machnish dazoi. There's so many things we see that people, they make, exactly like we said, and that's Israel. People make a brocha on Kiddush Levona with glasses. They make a brocha on Kriyas HaTorah with glasses. They lay in Kriyas HaTorah with glasses. So many different things they do. V'koyim b'derech ha'brilla, l'v'chim avorchel ha'nev, mutz ha'shabbos, shem ha'chuchu b'schuchis. People even make a brocha on the ner avdola, if it's in a little lantern of glass, although there's a discussion about that as well. V'chim avorchel ha'levona derech z'chuchis boy, as long as it's a clear glass, he says you can see. And that which the Marashal said, as we know, that we don't make Kiddush Levona through glass, is just the Chumra Ba'alma, it's just like Achila, it's no problem. So therefore you would say, okay, you could make with glasses, you could see a Nega Tzoras with glasses, seeing through glasses is called Ra'iya. But then he goes back and he says, no, Miu Nirli Tafiloch Yeshlem Duris Nega Shani, it could be that Ra'iya's Nega is different, so he's back to square one, Shechir Derech Zechuchis Chashina Litois, when he sees with Zechuchis, maybe he'll make a mistake, maybe the Zechuchis won't be so clear. So he's sort of going with this motion, with this notion, with this idea that what we're really discussing here is not what needs to be called Ria, what's not Ria. What we're discussing here is whether he's going to see good or not, whether his eyesight is going to be good enough. Remember that today, and for a while already, glass, we make very perfect see-through glass, but especially in the times of Chazal, and even later on, it's clear from the Mogen Avraham and Hilchos Kiddush Levona, it seems very clear, like he said, that there's differences between Zechuchis, Bohir, between clear glass that you can see very clearly through, and Zechuchis that isn't so clear. The Mishnah Berurah himself, by Hilchos Kiddush Levona, says that by glass, saying Kiddush Levona through glasses is dodgy, is not so good, because maybe you won't see the Levona, maybe you'll see something that looks like the moon, but it isn't really the moon, it's just the light. In other words, glass wasn't so good. Says it's very salt. If the glass is good, it's good. And if the glass isn't good, it's not good. If you can see through your glasses, you can see through your glasses. And if you can't, you can't. And eventually he ends off, although there's a discussion, I've seen a discussion what he means. There's no difference between seeing a nega, seeing a nega tzras and seeing the levona. With both them, you just need to be able to see. If he can see, he can see, and if he can't, he can't. Even though it's a chiddush, because even though the Mishnah said, Oisha Korbim Oireinov, a person who doesn't have good eyesight can't pass a nega. But the Tversal says, but he does have good eyesight now. He didn't before he put the glasses on. But now he does, he has good eyesight. In other words, the whole problem that the Mishnah was dealing with, the thing that the Mishnah was bothered by, was simply, are you going to paskan the Negat Soras right or not? If you're going to paskan it right, no problem with the glasses. And if you're not going to paskan it right, then the glasses don't help because it's Kol Moir Einov. That's how the Tversal seems to understand. The Rabbi Chover in Chovas has a beautiful raya that you can't use glasses. Tversal seems to be massive. If the glasses are good and they help him to see, you could use glasses. The Rabbi Chover has a very, very interesting raya that you can't use glasses. He says there's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud, that says like this. The Gemara says, "Hai milsa de omar abonon," that thing that Chazal told us. Uki milcha as a chazaka. We all know there's a thing, chazakas. Every person of Hashem starts learning in school already, we learn chazakas. How do we know? How do we know there's such a thing as a chazaka? How do we know we assume the status quo by anything until we know otherwise? So the Gemara tries to bring a raya from the goyim, from right here. The Gemara says that a person, the koyan, if there's a negat saras in a bayis, in a house, then the halacha is, the koyan, v'yotza koyan al-michutz la-bayis, the koyan has to go out, and he has to paskan the negat saras once he's outside the house. He goes out, he closes the door of the house, because there's the kosov, and he decides, he declares Tomei or Torah on the house after he's left the house. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara, okay, but how do you know that in the meantime, in the 10 seconds or 20 seconds that he left the house, the Negat Tzoras didn't diminish in size? And we know that if the Negat Tzoras diminishes in size, then there's nothing to say Tomei. In other words, the Kohen comes in the house, he sees the Negat Tzoras, and he decides it's a big one, it's the right size, it's been a week already, it's not gone smaller, he's going to be matama the house. He then goes out the house, 20 seconds later, who knows, maybe the Negat Tzoras has shrunk, And if it's shrunk, then you can't say Tom anymore. Says the Gemara, Mikan Raya, we see that you can be Oika Chazoka. You can say there's a Chazoka. The Chazoka is that if 20 seconds ago we knew that the Nega was whatever size it was, then we can Nemon that 20 seconds later, it's the same thing. Things don't just change like that. Ask the Gemara, how do you know it's a Raya? Maybe the Kohen walked out the house backwards. If he walks out the house backwards, he's constantly looking at the Negev Tzoras. And then he knows that Negev Tzoras hasn't changed. And it's no Raya that we use Chazokas. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be. Because Derech Yitzir Ba'inon, when the Torah says, V'yotza el michutz la'bayis, it means that he goes out Derech Yitzir, the normal way of going out. Generally speaking, apart from in a shul, people aren't noyog to walk out the house backwards. That's just how people don't walk out the house, unless it's the kind of walking out the house where one's wife wants to communicate something and you're in a rush, so you sort of finish the conversation as you're walking backwards. But normally a Kohen wouldn't walk out the house backwards. So if he doesn't walk out the house backwards, there's a chazaka. Asks the Rogachover, but wait a minute, maybe he holds a mirror, maybe he takes a periscope, a mirror device, a bronze mirror, a shiny metal object, and he holds it outside the house in the doorway, and he looks to see if the Negev Tzoras is still the same size or not. And then the Gemara's called no Raya, there's a Chazaka. Because he sees, he vita sees when he's outside the house. And says the Rogachov, Mikan Raya, that you can't use a mirror to see a Negev Tzoras. That's what he says. And Nishnor Dos, not only that, he says you can't use glasses either. It must be a Raya that you have to see, and seeing is seeing, with no means apart from his own eyes.
Doesn't the Kohen have to close the door?
Yeah, the Kohen would have to close the door.
So
presumably he could do it through the window. The only halacha, there's a halacha that says you can't be pleseach chaloimus chadoshas. If the house doesn't have bayis offal, it doesn't have chaloimus, the Kohen's not allowed to open a new chaloim. But if the bayis has a chaloim, assuming that the chaloim in Tayyar Chazal wasn't glass, because otherwise the Rogachov would vaita be back to his glass. But assuming that the chaloim wasn't glass, a gap in the wall like the old day, then he holds a mirror through the chaloim. So he's standing outside the house, he closes the door, he holds the mirror and he looks to see if Negev Tzoras has gone smaller or bigger. So Rogachov says, you see, you can't use a mirror. And from there he says, which is a chiddush, you see, not only can you not use a mirror, but you can't use glasses as well. There has to be total eyesight and no object, no item that's used as a means to see the Negev Tzoras. Now it's an interesting observation of the Rogachov. And of course, the Rogachov, it would be a bit ridiculous to start discussing the Rogachov right or wrong. But what I have found is an interesting Shaarit Shuvah who seems to make a chiluk between seeing something through glasses and seeing something by means of a mirror. Very interesting Shaarit Shuvah in Hilchos Kiddush Levona. The Shaarit Shuvah says that our discussion before about Kiddush Levona, can he make Kiddush Levona through a glass, whatever it is? He says that Tavar Shmuel said, Shaarit Shuvah is Tavar Shmuel, Shaarit Shuvah brings in Tochofot, says you can't make Kiddush Levona through a glass or through glasses, even the Dvar Shmuel says. Why? Because the Maisa, you're not seeing the Levona, you're not seeing the moon properly.
Through a window, through
whatever, anything, even something that's clear, that's a clear glass, the Dvar Shmuel takes on, you can't because you're not seeing the Tzoras. He says there's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Mefurash says, Haroya, the Eidei HaChodesh, the Eidim have come along to Mekadosh HaChodesh, which is Nyon HaDiyoyim as well, Baruch Hashem. It just happened, B'siat Tishmaya, that it's Parash Tazriya, and it's also Parash HaChodesh this week. So the Eidim have come along to see the Chodesh, to see the Levona B'chidusha. The Gemara says that if they see it B'mayim, if they see it in the moon, in a reflection of the moon in water, or they see it B'ovim, in the clouds, or they see it B'ashoshis. B'ashoshis, Rashi says, is some kind of a lantern, some kind of glass front that they see the Levona through. They can't be made Eidei HaChodesh and based in. So okay, Mayim is one thing, but Ashoshis is a glass, and they can't be made Eidei HaChodesh. Says the Dvar Shmuel, Memela, you can't even do Kiddush Levona with your glasses on, because you can't see the moon directly, you're seeing it through your glasses. Comes on Shaarit Shuvah, he says, no, there's a big chiluk. See, yeah, but if you can't see it without your glasses, then you wouldn't be able to kind of mix or Kiddush Levona. Or you wouldn't be able to do Eidei HaChodesh. So the Shaarit Shuvah comes on, he says, no. He says, that's not Pshat in the Gemara.
I say you wouldn't be able to get married either if you couldn't
Yeah, it depends how good. It would depend how good his eyesight is. The Mishmaru says, I'll show you the Lashon of the Shartshuva. Shartshuva is concerned that you can see. If you can't see, you can't see. The Shartshuva is concerned that you can see the moon, but you're not. It could be that you've mistaken it for something else. There's a white object, a white light, an eagle of Lovon. He says, some kind of bright white object, a UFO, or whatever you want to call it. And we can rile the UFO, as you would say. And he sees, he thinks he's seeing the moon, but he's not seeing the moon. So he can see as a, maybe you could say as a short, he's short-sighted, he can see nearby, he can't see far away.
You learn from this also that you don't have to examine bugs and things that you can't see with your naked eye?
You don't have to examine?
Bugs.
100%. The Orcha Shulchan already says, there's Orcha Shulchan, people, it's not contemporary Pesach, that anything that's not visible to the naked eye is not called, not got a din in Hanocha. But here, the problem is that the moon is visible. He just doesn't know if he's seeing the moon. He can see Epa, sees something in the cloud, in the sky. He doesn't know what it is. So Shaitshuva says that this Gemara, the Dvar Shmuel, that the Dvar Shmuel brings, is not a raya. Because actually, he says, the Dvar Shmuel, it's interesting because he doesn't quote the Meiri, but it's the Meiri also in Rosh Hashanah. The Meiri says that when the Gemara says, but Bezchuches, the Gemara says about Shoshis, that the Edim saw the moon through glass. They weren't talking about where he sees the moon in the sky through glass. The Gemara is talking about a similar case to Mayim. Person sees the moon in water. The moon doesn't, of course, isn't in the water. It means he looks in the water and he sees a reflection of the moon. The Shartshuva says that Ashoshis is the same thing. It means that he sees a reflection of the moon in the glass. But if he sees through the glass, but over Arakia, he sees it, the moon in the sky, there's no problem. So the Shartshuva wants to understand that there's actually a difference between seeing something in its original location through glasses and seeing something not in its original location, albeit where it's very clear what you're seeing. In other words, if you were to get a mirror and you were to look at the Lavona in a mirror, or the Eidei HaChodesh would look at the Lavona through the use of a mirror, that would be possible Eidei HaChodesh. In other words, the Gemara is not telling us specifically a psul, an invalidation because he can't see properly. The Gemara is telling us more than that. It's telling us you have to see the moon but over Akia. Of course, he also has to know that he's seeing the moon. He has to see the moon but over Akia. And if he sees the moon with the use of a mirror, will be a beautiful shiny mirror, and he knows Bavada, he can see the clouds in the mirror and the moon, no problem. But he sees the moon through a mirror, it's no good. It has to be that he sees the moon but over Akia. Says the Shartshuva, if he sees the moon with his glasses, very good, fantastic. So coming back to the Rogachov, of course it's not a cash on the Rogachov from Shartshuva, but this Rogachov is saying that there is that same, if you can't see a nega with a mirror, it means you can't see a nega with glasses, it's not entirely the same thing. It's possible that nega tzaras is exactly the same thing. You have to see the nega tzaras, v'roa koines hanega. He has to see the nega tzaras in its original location. And it's not good enough to see the nega tzaras with a mirror. But it is good enough to see the negat tzaras on the skin or on the wall in its original location through the use of glasses. Because that would be fine. According to Shartshuva's chiluk, that would be no problem. The chiluk is, did you see it in its original location, or did you see it through the use of glasses? Which fits very nicely with the Meiri we started with. Because the Meiri, if we understood it correctly, it seems to understand that there's two different limudim. There's one limud, that negat tzaras, which is seemingly obvious, that the Mishnah says that negat tzaras needs to be that you see it clearly. And if you don't know for sure what you're seeing, then it's no good. If he thinks that he's seeing a negat tzaras and really he's seeing something else, or if he's toya, if he makes a mistake in the specific shade of white, whatever it is, then it's no good, he can't pass in the negat. But equally, there was another chesaron. The chesaron was summin. The chesaron was a person who's not seeing the negat tzaras. So a blind person isn't seeing the negat tzaras. But equally, a person, perhaps, I mean, you didn't say it, but perhaps with this Shartshuva, a person who sees the negat tzaras, and he sees it clearly, but he doesn't see it in its original location, that person also wouldn't be able to pass in the negat tzaras. Because he has to v'roa akoyin es hanega. He has to see the nega, not a reflection of the nega in a mirror. We talk about seeing tzaras on photos. This would be a l'chayra nafkamina. Because seeing a tzaras on a photo, I was going to write seeing tzaras, passing tzaras with a smartphone. And I stopped before I gave over the title because I was worried that, Baruch Hashem, for the Choshev audience who do come in here, but I was worried for the other people in London who see these words, seeing tzaras on a smartphone, they might think that it's more of a hashkofa drosha about tzaras and smartphones, and if smartphones are called negat tzaras. I didn't want people to think that was the subject of the discussion. Why is this one? I always say, when we talk about smartphones, people make a we talk about smartphones, people always make a disclaimer. They say, of course, the use of smartphones should only be done with the specific permission of a rov, and of course that's the case. In this case, with Soraz, we have to say that even when we discuss the shaila of smartphones, we're only discussing the smartphone that the camera's good enough to see clearly what you're seeing. The phone that I have in my pocket, which is one of these basic Nokia phones, which, if I took a picture of Soraz on here and it looked white, it probably would just be a sheep. That's zikr no use for passing Soraz, because you have to be sure what you're seeing. But either way, a person of Koyon Bizman Azeh, let's say Bezer Hashem Shibona Beis HaMikdash Mehera, a Koyon Bizman Azeh someone sends him a photo, a very nice clear photo of Soraz on his phone. Now there's an obvious problem, practical problem, that a lot of times the screen resolution, which is a problem in the gear of seeing other shailas through a smartphone, it's a very basic problem that sometimes the screen resolution isn't good enough. And therefore what actually looks to the naked eye one colour comes out slightly different, or it is good screen resolution, but the colours change slightly on the screen, and therefore if you need to be clear what's white is white, which is the case with Soraz, then it would be a bit dangerous to pass them Soraz with a smartphone. But leaving that aside, just as a theoretical case for Alma, according to this chiddush, this chiluk that we've said now, seeing Soraz on a smartphone, even if you're 100% certain that this is the negat Soraz and this is what it looks like in real life, it might be no good. Because it could be that there's a specific limud that v'ro ha'koyin is a nega. He has to see the nega totally, he has to see the nega in its original location. And even if he knows that his eyesight is good enough, and even if he knows that the screen resolution is good enough, he's not seeing the nega tzras in its original location.
Much in going past the Maris, for instance. It doesn't have to be in its original.
Passing Maris has no din of ru'iyah like that, but the practical problem with passing Maris is, as I said, in Etzol, many rabbonim said it's unfortunately a big kilkul, because unless a rov is always machmir, what comes up on the screen is not exactly the same colour as what comes in real life. So if the rov's always machmir, which is also a problem, because then he's being machmir unnecessarily, it can be whatever. I'm not chas v'shalom saying if there are rabbonim who do it, whether it's a chvinish mandom to say whether it's right or wrong. But one has to be careful with the smartphone or with any picture or any device to know that the colour that's showing on the screen is the same as the original colour. But Adkan, a little bit about Pilpul of Soraz. With your permission, one more minute. There's always an obvious connection. There's always a connection between the Nyonah D'Yoma and the Parasha. And this year, this week, is Parashas Tazria, which is also Parasha Chodesh, which is less common than usual. And I was thinking, it fell in my head, that there's a very interesting connection between Soraz and Parasha Chodesh. The Ramban says by Soraz, Kliyoko says it as well, and many of the Sforno, many of the Meforshim say that Soraz, Negat Soraz, people, there's been always a big discussion, even amongst the Rishonim, not just amongst secular people. Is Soraz a natural kind of ailment, or is Soraz not natural? The Ramban comes along by Soraz of Begodim, and he says, Soraz Begodim is obviously not natural. And who are the Soraz of Batim, of houses? So it could be that Soraz on a person is some kind of disorder that was known or is known, some kind of medical disorder, but for sure Soraz on a Bayis and Soraz on Begodim is not natural. The Kaliyoko says more than that. The Kaliyoko says, Binyanov, if it's true that Soraz on Batim is not natural, then it's true that Soraz on an Odom, Soraz on the skin is also not natural. What does it mean it's not natural, says the Kaliyoko? It says very simple. He says, it could be it's a natural ailment, but there's a Rabbeinu Shlomo Fiat Nebel. The Rabbeinu Shlomo is Mashana Mareches Ateva. That means Rabbeinu Shlomo gets involved and he decides, based on a person's mitzvahs, based on a person's averas, what kind of things will happen in the physical world. V'nosati Gishmeichem Be'etom, the Ramban says in at least six places in the Torah, V'nosati Gishmeichem Be'etom, if Klal Yisrael do the Rotz Nabuira, the rain falls on time. That means that the Teva changes to suit the way people behave, the mitzvahs and averes that people do. So even if Soraz Odom, says the Kliyoko, has some kind of natural Latin name for it or whatever it is, it wouldn't make any difference. Because it's our mitzvahs and our averes that are Mashana the Teva. What we do changes the mareches. Hashem decides what punishments or what disorders to bring chas v'shalom on a person based on his mitzvahs and his averes. By Kiddush HaChodesh we see the same idea. The Omos HaOlam think, or thought, Rav Hirsch speaks about this barichos in Parshas Bo, in Parshas HaChodesh there. He says that the Omos HaOlam thought that Klal Yisrael, perhaps, why do we celebrate the moon cycle? Because the moon has an effect on the world, the moon has an effect on the tides, has an effect on the crops, on the growth of things. So we're celebrating, like all the Havdul Chas V'Sholem, like the pagans, like the Odeh Avodah Zorah, we're celebrating nature. Says Rav Hirsch, it's the furthest thing from the truth. Because in fact, we're doing the exact opposite. Who determines when Rosh Chodesh is? We determine it. Atem, asher tikru oisom b'moyadom, Chazal say, al tikru oisom ela atem. You determine what Rosh Chodesh is. And if the Eidim come, somuch l'mincha, if the Eidim come close to Mincha on the first day that's roed to be Rosh Chodesh, and the Eidim decide, and the Beis Din decide that now is Rosh Chodesh, but it's too late to say Mekudosh, then which day is Rosh Chodesh? The next day is Rosh Chodesh. And what happens? The Metzias changes. The actual month changes. The Shach in Hilchas Nida brings a very interesting Gemara in the Yerushalmi in the Dorim. The Yerushalmi in Dorim says, Lekeil Goyim Alai. When the Beis Din say Mekudosh HaChodesh, it changes the Metzias to the extent that if there was a person, he actually, the Yerushalmi says it by Ibuyah, by making an Ibuyah. The Yerushalmi says that a girl pochus mebas sholoshonim b'sulaseh choizros. If she's nivelo b'sulaseh choizros. But if she's more than bas sholoshonim b'sulaseh ein choizros. Says the Yerushalmi, what would be if she's going to become three on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then the Beis Din come along, on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, sorry, and then the Beis Din come along and on Ma'ava the year, an extra month, b'sulaseh choizros. A Metzias. And it sees that the Shach brings the Halach in Kufri Tes by Hilchas Vestas. The Shach brings it the Halacha. He says the reason why there's such a thing as Vestas HaChodesh, even though every month has a different amount of time, some months are 29, some months are 30, and it's just to do with what Hillel HaKot, what Shmuel HaKotan put on the calendar, nonetheless, it determines the Teva. The Teva changes through the Beis Din's sacked in of when Rosh Chodesh is. The same idea. The Teva's not Sholet on us. We're Sholet over the Teva, like by Tzoras. Our actions, our deeds, the things we do, that determines the Teva. Baruch Hashem, we're going out of the month of Adar, a month where the Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sholet on the Teva, albeit in a more Nista Dika Oifan, like we see by the Purim story. We're going into Chodesh Nissan, where the miracles are Begoloi. Baruch Hashem, Kimei Tzeis, Kimei Tzeis, Kimei Tzeis, Kimei Tzeis, which is Simon Shechaz, Tzkein, Ushkoich. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the camera. And then, yeah, I'm gonna put the camera.